For decades, two journalists have been close students of the political figure currently confounding the pundits, Donald Trump. One of those media figures is Kurt Anderson, the other is Graydon Carter. And if you follow the media much, you've heard those names. They're influential figures. In 1986, they were both young reporters, and that is when they created the satiric magazine Spy. Spy picked Trump as the embodiment of a crass age. The magazine has long since been shut down, but its jokes echo. Think about the presidential campaign in which Marco Rubio mocked Trump's hands, and Trump actually responded in last week's debate.
I have to say this. He hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard of this one. Look at those hands. Are they small hands?
Now, when Trump said, "I have never heard of this," that's not accurate. He had heard it before. From that magazine, Spy. Its creators are now talking for the first time about the Trump campaign. Here's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik.
They are both now pillars of respectability. Kurt Anderson is a novelist and host of the nationally syndicated public radio show Studio 360. Graydon Carter is the editor of Vanity Fair magazine, where they reunited to talk to me. Together, they created a subversive cult favorite, Spy Magazine. Kurt Anderson explains what they were trying to do.
Many of the stories that we heard at the bar and at parties that people had knew about weren't reported. And also there was no sense of humor in journalism. And we hadn't for a while had a magazine that we both loved. Smart, fun, funny, fearless was our mission statement.
Smart, fun, funny, fearless.
Mm-hmm.
They focused on New York's obsessions, politics, finance, fashion, media, and real estate. Spy targeted the rich and powerful for comeuppances, none more so than a striving Donald Trump.
He epitomized so much of the sudden ostentation.
The
vulgarity.
Of New York in the 80s,
I mean, New York 80s Donald Trump, that until now could have been the illustration in the dictionary. And because he has loved then and loves like nobody I've ever seen in a kind of addict way, public attention, he started rising to the bait and talking back to us.
Trump hated their hazing and threatened the two editors with lawsuits. They published his threats in the magazine. Spy once praised Trump for his promise never to run for public office. Years earlier, Carter says, he noticed Trump had small fingers for a tall man. So from Spy's earliest days, they called him a short-fingered vulgarian, repeatedly.
Well, we would come up with these epithets, and there was a certain writer we called a buzzing, dirty book writer, and we came up with these epithets, and it was just the repetition that made them sort of stick a bit back in the day.
And we had tried other epithets. We tried a Queensborn casino operator, a couple of others, but it was
the juvenileness of the short-fingered.
The short-fingered vulgarian. The combination of smart vulgarian and short-fingered, just a stupid ad hominem physical description.
Yeah,
the image stuck. Graydon Carter says Trump's anger endures.
He blames me for this more than Kurt. He'll send me pictures, tear sheets from magazines, and he did it as recently as April. With a gold Sharpie, he'll circle his fingers and in his handwriting say, "See, not so short." And this April, when he sent me one, I should have held on to the thing, but I sent it right back by messenger with a note stapled at the top saying, "Actually quite short." And I know it just gives him absolute fits. And now that it's become sort of part of the whole campaign rhetoric, I'm sure he wants to just kill me with those little hands.
Then, as now, Trump talked about winning in business, in romance, in life. Yet Spy investigated the shakiness of his business dealings and revealed how most developers in New York real estate considered him a bit player. In one stunt, the magazine sent tiny checks to prominent New Yorkers to see who would cash them. Those who did received a series of checks, each diminishing in size. For Trump, the checks kept coming.
He cashed the 64-cent and the 32-cent check. Then we sent out 16-cent checks to people, with the people who had signed the 32-cent check. And only two people cashed the 16-cent check, Adnan Khashoggi and Donald Trump. So if we had designed it, we couldn't have designed it any better.
Carter says he's had a hard time figuring out how to cover Trump's presidential bid at Vanity Fair. It's a monthly.
People say, "Why haven't you done a big piece on Trump?" Well, the thing is, up until recently, every month you thought it was going to end and I'd go to all this trouble, 6 or 7 weeks of trouble, and then not be able to run the story. His longevity on this road is absolutely mystifying.
As long as it lasted, he was operating from a different universe, like a cartoon character. There's no gaffe possible out of Donald Trump. He has said everything possible that would get other people in trouble for 30 years. And as it turned out, that's been one of his secret superpowers, is that he really can't say anything that gets him, you know.
I actually think he will say something.
Well, of course, he's damageable, but I mean, short of putting on the Nazi uniform, I don't see it happening.
So if Trump reaches the White House...
Well, Graydon and I would share a bunk in the internment camp. I don't know. It would probably be...
Shiny.
It would be very
shiny.
You
had to describe it in one word.
The White House would look a lot better than it does now.
For a lot of people hearing this interview, you two guys exemplify the kinds of cosmopolitan elites that Trump attacks.
Graydon is from Canada. I'm from Nebraska. So that's how cosmopolitan elite
exactly.
We started out.
Yeah.
Well, New York Magazine, Vanity
sure,
Fair,
sure,
New
sure,
York
sure,
Public
sure.
Radio.
You know, guilty. We're cosmopolitan elite.
Anderson says he's still coming to terms with the possibility of a President Trump.
There's a scenario one could paint where it wouldn't be that bad, although I think it would be a great American failure of a character test if we elected him. I do think that. I think it would, in a certain sense, ruin, would be...
I mean, I'm looking at your face right now, and it seems to be marked by a combination of a great smile and deep pain.
Fair enough. True enough. Yes. No, I don't want it to happen. But I got to say, I up until the moment he's sworn in, I find it wondrous and astonishing and a perverse pleasure.
Laughing till it hurts. Spy Magazine founders Kurt Anderson and Graydon Carter speaking together for the first time about Donald Trump's presidential aspirations as their great white whale charts an improbable course towards the White House. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
Now let's just note, David sent emails seeking comment for this story from Donald Trump and his senior campaign officials over the past several days. Late last night, a campaign spokeswoman said she would ask Trump what he thinks. No comment has yet arrived. We'll let you know if one does.